Today on Real Radio.
Do you believe Jesus could come back at any moment? Well, if that's true, that will govern truly, powerfully, your decision-making process.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues now in his topical series called, How Do We Get From Here to Heaven? As we're coming close to the conclusion of this collection of studies, Pastor Jack's delivering a mini-series called Keeping Your Focus. Now, the life transforming that occurs when we receive the Son of God changes the way we see things. Our worldview shifts from an earthly worldview to an eternal worldview. In other words, we begin to see things from a perspective of eternity, keeping our eyes on the prize, as they say. That's what pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs addresses now in his study called Keeping Your Focus.
Think about that. Well, I don't like being around those people. They drive me nuts. You probably drive them nuts. That's not the point. Where does it say in the Bible? We are to be together. On Sundays, I kind of get a little feel for that. In the foyer, I'm greeting people. And I really would love to know the story, but some people come up to me and they go, "Hi, Pastor, God bless you, have a great week." And there's some people, I can see it, you can feel it. They're coming and they see me in the foyer and they're like trapped. They know they're in the foyer, they can't go around it. And it's like, what is that? on Sunday, I need to reach out and tackle them. We need one another. It's very true. 1 Corinthians 1:9, God is faithful, Paul said to the church at Corinth. 1 Corinthians 1:9, God is faithful, by whom you are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the Son of God is among his people. But listen, I'm going to step on some toes maybe. I don't know. Make sure that your fellowship with Christians, that they are godly Christians, not carnal Christians. In 1 Timothy 4, verse 15, the Bible says there, meditate on these things, give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourselves and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will both save yourself and those who hear you. Wow. Persevering among other people. But make sure that your Christian fellowship is truly Christian. It shouldn't be something that pulls you down. I highly recommend you determining tonight to fellowship with other Christians who pull you up closer to Christ. See, man, that sounds legalistic. It's fatherly, biblical wisdom. In the New Testament, when the church was being generated and going out to the world, it's amazing, the Bible tells us, and it should be true today. I know it's true today. It should be practiced today regarding this. The scripture says concerning a brother or a sister who, for example, is engaged in sexual immorality, the Bible says that the godly Christian should not even eat with that other believer. Did you know that? The Bible says that. Why? Because that person will be convicted by their isolation and repent and come back to Christ, come back to the fellowship. And that's considered radical today. And that's, I think, the reason why the church is so carnal and so maybe ineffective in the world today. The church does not need to come down to the level of the world. The church needs to get closer to Christ. And when that happens, that will pull the unbeliever up. The unbeliever is sick of the world. I believe that. The unbeliever is tired of the world. They don't want any more of the world. They don't understand how to get out of it, but they're sick of it. That's why they keep going from one drunken beer stupor thing to the next thing. They're not happy about it, honestly. Man, they get plastered on Friday, plastered on Saturday. They sleep through Sunday, and then they go back to work with a headache on Monday. And they hate living like that, but they don't know how to get out. I think if the church stood there and said, hey, come up here, like Pilgrim's Progress in Bunyan's great writings, they would rise up. That's going to happen, church, if you and I determine tonight we're going to persevere as believers. It's important. Determine now to stay, listen, determine now to stay in a church. You may not attend this church, that's fine. You may be from some other church, fantastic. Find a church and stay in it. Oh, this is this, it's going to get really quiet in here in a second. This is the scourge of the American church today. I got a letter this week from a person who said, if my child is not allowed to serve in this capacity, I'm leaving the church. Can you believe that? Put up your hands. I want church my way. And if it's not my way, then I'm leaving. Think about that. They wouldn't go rob a bank, but they want it their way, and so they threaten the ministry that if I don't have it my way, look, you want it your way, go to Burger King or McDonald's or whoever does that. We are all striving together to have it God's way. And this is so important. You guys, listen. The church is for you and I to be equipped, schooled, raised, brought up, so that we might go out into the world and affect the world for Jesus and be so attractive to the world that the world says, I want your Jesus. It's not about us. It is not about us. When we worship, I don't like that worship song. It's not your worship song. That's the second week in a row they sang that song. Jesus likes the song. That's why it was put on the worship leader's heart. Well, I'm not gonna come back because that's the second week in a row I heard that song. They weren't singing it to you. Are you with me? This is important stuff. We need to persevere, and we'll never persevere with our eyes on the target if everything is dangling out here on our sleeves. mine are all undone. I hurt my feelings. Take your feelings and put them in the back seat. Persevere. That guy didn't say hi to me. Next time, say hi to him first. Put your hurt in the back seat. Yeah, but you know what? And that message, you know, you said that thing and that really... put it in the back seat. What church you're at, serve in that church. See, you know, I'll go to a church when I find a good church. As soon as you find a good church, you'll mess it up by attending that church. There are no perfect churches. Can we have an amen? Amen. There's no perfect church. Don't you? I know now. I'm getting old. I've been around for a while. 34 years as a believer. We have seen some stuff. Here's what I've concluded. Not only there are no perfect churches, God will never allow a perfect church to exist. Amen. You want to know why? Because it would be so easy, so simple, so arrogant, proud, and self-centered. There's no ministry in perfection. You have to put up with me because you're commanded by God to love me. I have to put up with you because I've been commanded by God to love you. Isn't that amazing? This is the church. It's incredible. It's awesome. It's a living organism. And I thought about that, how God delights in the local church. And I want you to make a note of that. The local church. We're a local church. And I love this. I tell you, this area is amazing. Greg Laurie's down the freeway, and there's a bazillion million people that attend that church. Less than 2 miles from here is Calvary Chapel Chino Valley with Pastor David Rosales, and a bazillion million people attend that church. You go over the hills and through the woods to Raul Reese's church you go. And just 3 miles from here is Pastor Raul Reese. Chuck Swindoll used to be over the hills in Fullerton. And if you don't want to do that, you can go. It's just like, it's amazing. It's like Friday night. You can go to Taco Bell, Burger King. You can go to all around. Amazing works of God. And if you want to take a 30-minute drive, you can go to Calvary Costa Mesa. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. Wherever you go, Put your feet in there, get planted, and serve. And watch what happens to you. When you determine, I'm going to ride this wave, I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to serve, I'm going to make a difference, I'm going to do this to the glory of God, and this will be the fellowship where I invest my life. Listen, find a church and do it. Watch what happens to you. But no, too many people in our culture today, in Southern California anyway, they go from church to church to church because it's all about them. And you are missing out on ultimate happiness when you begin to realize how joyous it is to be living for others. Point number three, and this is our final point because we did the first point a week ago or so. We just did point two. This is point three. We'll end right here. Keeping your focus regarding how do we get from here to heaven? Focus on being ready. Oh, I like this. Focus on being ready, number one, this way. Getting ready by being selective, and let me explain. Getting ready, Christian, by being selective. Very serious issue. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13, listen to what the Bible says. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of God, or righteousness. For he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use, that's the word of God in their life, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Man, as Christians, we are to be very selective regarding our energy, our direction, and our understanding. We need to be able to be selective and discerning about what's good and what's bad. Example, a person may decide, with maybe not even thinking about it, to go somewhere, to pull over because they're thirsty, to get a drink from a bar when they've in their past had a problem with drinking. And then they wonder that why they get sucked into that. Not thinking straight. Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, what would you have me to say? Where would you have me to go? Letting the word of God govern your conduct in your life, being ready by being selective. By how you choose. Church, listen. Meaning this. Now, don't yell it out, because I have a follow-up question. Do you believe Jesus could come back at any moment? Well, if that's true, that will govern truly, powerfully, your decision-making process. Very powerful. That will determine how you live your life. What kind of witness is being brought forth out of your Christian example and existence. The Bible says in Ephesians 5, verse 8, for you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. That is an awesome statement right there, verse 10. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. That's a commandment, by the way. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secrets. Be very selective, Christian. Stay away from compromising issues. Also this, focus on being ready. Secondly, staying ready by being discerning. Jesus would tell us and has told us in Scripture to pay attention, to be very careful about what we hear. This is kind of scary. There's so many voices out there in the name of Christ, in the name of Christianity, in the name of God, and they're saying things. And you'll hear people say, if I hear it once a month, it's still too often. Hey, Pastor, I was listening to this guy, and he sounded okay, but then he said that on such and such a day, the world's going to come to an end, and Jesus will come back on Monday at 3 o'clock or whatever it is. But I really like the guy. He's really great. And that's a warning, man. You're watching a nut. That's a goofball. That's a scary thing. No man knows the day or the hour. Aren't you talking about being ready right here in your message? Yes, I'm talking about being ready. That's biblical, but I'm not going to tell you the day or the hour. In fact, if I were to tell you the day or the hour, then you know for sure that's not the day or the hour. The Bible says in Mark 4:23, if anyone has ears to hear, Jesus said, let him hear. Then he said to them, take heed. That word means discern, test, and judge what you hear. In the last days, Christian, be very discerning. Judge what you hear. And then thirdly, finally, it's this, being ready by being vigilant. It's a word we don't hear much anymore. There is a real sense in our Christianity today to keep things calm. Now, hear me out. Don't prejudge this comment just yet. Listen, Christianity brings us peace. Christianity is peace. No doubt about that. But we have somehow swallowed in our last days that the church is everyone's friend, that we will tolerate everything and anything at the expense of the sacrificing of truth. We will sacrifice truth for unity. We'll redefine words. I'm not saying you guys, you don't do that at this church. I'm talking about the church and the world. And begin to change the definition of things to the point where the church is no longer effective. And to be vigilant is not a popular thing. First of all, I want to tell you, it hurts. You guys, one of our Marines came back from Iraq. And I've shared this with you before. I don't know if it was in this context or somewhere else, but this guy told me, he said, yeah, you know, I'd been up with my guys. We've been up for 3 days. I said, what do you mean you've been up for 3 days? He said, I was awake for 3 days. We were in a firefight. It was huge. We were awake for 3 days. Without sleep. So how'd you stay awake? He said, there's times when I wondered if I was awake. He said, but you know what? We all get shipped to us from mom and grandma and friends. And when we come home, we take it back with us. Tabasco sauce. Tabasco sauce. And I'm thinking, man, I use that on tacos. What is he thinking? And he said, yeah, when you get sleepy, you just put Tabasco sauce in your eyes. And I said, and what does that do? He said, it hurts so bad you can't go to sleep. He said, the option is getting shot in the head. So let me ask you something. In the spiritual sense, would you put Tabasco sauce in your eyes to stay awake spiritually? Only if you saw somebody get shot in the head, maybe it would encourage you spiritually. You ever seen someone get shot in the head spiritually? You ever seen a person professing Jesus? Or maybe they were a Christian and they fell asleep at the wheel, so to speak, spiritually. And life takes them out. How many of you, don't raise your hand, how many of you in this gathering tonight, you have known people who are Christians? Well, you're not sure anymore. You thought they were. There's a big question mark over their name when you think about them that are no longer walking with Jesus. All of us who have been a Christian for a prolonged period of time know what that's like. There's people that started with us 30 years ago. Maybe for you it's 50 years ago. Maybe for you it's 5 years ago. They're not with us anymore. Their marriages are gone. Their kids are gone. Their witness is gone. It's a heartbreak. I fell asleep at the post, so to speak. Listen to this. In Matthew 24:42, Jesus says, watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. That word is be vigilant, watch. But know this, that if the master of the house would have known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Tabasco sauce in the eyes. Huh? Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect him. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling and your election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. That word, listen to this word about making your calling and election sure, to be diligent about it. That word is spudazo. Isn't that a great word? That word spudazo means to ratify, to confirm, to make sure you're a Christian tonight. No one can do that but you. And the Bible commands us in 2 Peter 1:10, you, Me for myself, you for you, must make your calling and your election sure, meaning this, that am I a Christian? Am I walking with God? Is my life bearing fruit? Wow. Almost done. Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 1. This is a tremendous verse. Matthew 25, verse 1. Jesus says, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be likened unto 10 virgins, who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. And those who were foolish took their lamps, but took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps." That means they're planning ahead. It could take time. Better take extra oil. "But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. But at midnight, a cry was heard, 'Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him.' Then all those virgins who arose and trimmed their lamps, but the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'No, lest there should not be enough oil for us and you, but go rather to those who sell it, buy it for yourselves.' But while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready, church, went in to be with him at the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said to them, 'Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you do not know neither the day or the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." Perseverance, church, hanging in there, being ready. Imagine if we are on the threshold of Christ's return. I pray so. Don't you pray that? At home we pray it. We pray it here. We pray it in prayer meetings. Lisa and I in the morning when we pray, "Oh Lord, come today." Especially at the end of the month when the mortgage is due. Please, Lord, think about that. You see, if you are persevering on with Christ, and if you're ready, you will never be afraid of his imminent return, for he could come at any moment. And I want to ask you right now, are you ready to meet Jesus Christ? He could come at any moment. You say, "Jack, I don't think he's going to rapture us out of here pretty soon. I don't think it's going to happen that quick." Listen, it may or may not. Are you ready to meet him? What if tonight you pull out of this driveway and you hit an oncoming car? You better be ready to meet him. It's very, very critical. And so you want to ask this question of yourself. Am I walking with him, developing with him? Am I growing with him?
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, finishing up his lesson that takes a look at what Scripture says to the believer about keeping your focus. In fact, that's the title of this series within a series, Keeping Your Focus. It's the last installment in this overall collection of studies called How Do We Get From Here to Heaven? Now, on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack's going to start a new short series that addresses Israel, talks about Israel's Islamic neighbors, and what prophetic Scripture has to say about how it all comes together. That's on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, if you'd like to get your hands on the How Do We Get From Here to Heaven series, it's available all on one MP3 CD for your gift of any amount to this ongoing broadcast outreach. If you'd like to learn more, visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. And then click on the button in the middle of the page there that says Special Offer. Meanwhile, have you heard about California's AB 1266 yet? Go to privacyforallstudents.com. Let me give you that again. privacyforallstudents.com. Now, if you haven't yet heard about this bill that California Governor Jerry Brown already signed into law, make sure you're sitting down before you get started reading. privacyforallstudents.com. If you are a registered California voter, you have the power right there at your fingertips to overturn this perverse legislation. That's all it is, perverse legislation. But the deadline is November the 6th. If you're outside of California, there are still some key roles that you can play in this referendum. privacyforallstudents.com. Our telephone number here at Real Radio, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay, and Till next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.